Here's another opportunity for Bemidji State. Thielen will cross in front of Nelson. Nelson will take this free kick at about the 20. Big booming kick. It actually went off of the back of one of the Warriors.
It's got a sting.
Ouch. Another big kick. That ball is going to land out in front. Kick passed. And a shot and a goal. Norton again caught the pass from Thielen. They've connected twice now. No, that was Thielen to Nelson. Take that back. This time, Thielen again with another assist.
Just a heads-up play there. I mean, cross came in. Thielen just tried to... I mean, I thought she was going to head it, but then she let it play down to her feet, and then she tried to go for the goal.
That's what threw me off.
Yeah, but then it was deflected, and was it Rachel? Yeah, Rachel tried to... Rachel came in there and just put it away. Two of the Winona defenders tried to play goalkeeper, but still, Norton was able to just get it around him.
Norton, again, her second goal of the game.
Emily Cox.
If she doesn't get NSIC Offensive Player of the Year, there's something wrong. She does lead the league in points and goals. So what an incredible season she's had. She's only a junior.
Yeah.
She's got another year ahead of her. But obviously this team has done some magical things this year.
Obviously, I mean, Rachel, first her freshman and sophomore year, I mean, she did a lot of coming off the bench, you know, because Beavers had Sarah Stram, Bailey Ertle, those type of players who were the powerhouse forwards. And then, this year, it's been her year, and she's really just taken it, you know, taken and ran with it. And like you said, probably going to be the NSIC Offensive Player of the Year, and well-deserved, too.
Warriors with the ball inside the offensive half of the field. 3-0 Beavers lead, just over 38 minutes left to play. Nice cross there by Winona State. It was kicked out of bounds, though, on the next attempt.